good morning from Mayfield View. We're here in the middle of Ilkley. And actually, Linda, good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for talking to us first this morning here at Mayfield View on Rumbles Radio. And can you just help me describe, we're here on the third floor, so we're on the Bracken floor, and we've just got the most amazing view. Could you describe just what we can see here this morning?
So we are situated where Spooner's Yard used to be, so we can look directly out of the big window up and see the cow and calf. On a clear day, you can see how many people are on the cow and calf.
Really? And there's trains going past, and, yep. Well, I mean, it's just a great, great view. And what is your role here at Mayfield View?
So I am a hospitality assistant, and me and my partner in crime, Lindsay, work on Bracken Floor exclusively. And we serve tea and breakfast and dinner, and we run up and down the corridors taking messages and taking people down to activities, and just generally help.
And you've been here for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And this is your first time in the care industry, and it sort is. Of knocked your socks off, really, hasn't it?
It is. As I sort of always say, I expected to be wearing a blue hairnet with a big ladle and pushing an urn down a plastic corridor. And it is just so beautiful to be in luxury upholstered carpets and not having to wear steel toe cap boots and blue hairnets. And it's so person-centric. It's just very, each resident gets what they want. And that's really nice.
And obviously, we've had breakfast, which smelled amazing. And in fact, it was offered to our team here. So we're very grateful for that. So how does the rest of the day shape up? What's next?
So next, it will be morning coffee. And there is an activity down in our Heather community today, which is crafts tables. And that will lead into everyone going up and down and having coffee when they want, or tea when they want. And then lunchtime is sort of 12:30 till about 2 o'clock it takes. And again, that's choice meals, so they can choose what they want. And on Bracken Floor, we have our own dishwasher. So we're very individually floored, so we don't really have to take everything down to the big kitchen down at the bottom, and we wash up, and so the cups are always on hand, and we're always on hand.
We are delighted to be joined by Dorothy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just take me through, what's your day looking like here today then, Dorothy? What are you up to?
Little bit of sewing, quite a lot of sitting about these days, unfortunately.
I'm all up for that.
But we've got a nice area at the back of here that's all nicely laid out, and I do quite a bit of walking, just casual walking, just to keep the hip mobile.
Good morning from Mayfield View in Ilkley, and we're here with Connor. What do you do here then, Connor?
I am a catering assistant.
And just describe this amazing view that we've got, because it's radio. So,
well, you've certainly picked the best floor in terms of view. We are up on the top floor, Bracken. That's the it's a residential suite, and we've got a lovely view of the cow and calf.
Well, you were telling me you'd come and sit here on your breaks and have a cup of tea and just take it all in.
Whenever I was covering for Lindsay or Linda, those are the two lovely ladies on hospitality, I'd always make time whenever the dishwasher was going. I'd have all the tables set in perfect time, and I'd come and sit here and I'd enjoy my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And pictures on our socials this morning if you have a look for Rumbles Radio. So obviously, a big part of being here is it feels a bit like a family, doesn't it?
Certainly. I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest with you, when I first came here, because I'd always worked in restaurants beforehand, and being a 17-year-old, working in a care home is obviously a massive responsibility to take on. But I didn't shy away from the commitment to it, obviously, and it was actually a very good decision in terms of like bettering me as a person. I think I've certainly come a long way since starting here.
And tell us a bit more about that.
Well, in a restaurant, obviously, it can be a lot more forgiving, and there aren't as many needs to cater for, obviously. So in this care home, we've got there's dementia, there's assisted living, there's nursing, and you want to provide the best service for them residents possible, because, you know, they're part of your family. It's your job to look after them, and that is part of the commitment that we make every day. We commit ourselves to looking after these residents.
And a lot of it is about that family feel, isn't it? And that Definitely. Community and company as well.
That I think that certainly makes it. Even as a catering assistant, I mainly work on Heather, which is our dementia community. And I always say, even to my two lovely bosses, Katie and Sally, and Sam and Robert in the kitchen, those are the two bosses in the kitchen, and they're both brilliant. Everyone here is fantastic. But one thing that certainly makes this job is just, like, even for me, how close I am with the residents. Like, it genuinely is like a family.
It's so nice of you to say that. And what kind of things do people like to natter to you about then?
Oh, everything. Everything and anything. Dorothy she's just been up to speak to you a lot.
She has,
bless her. But every morning without fail, whenever I'm in, it's toast and marmalade and a cup of tea every morning without fail. She just comes up to me and she's like, I'll have the usual, Connor. And then while she's drinking that and I'm continuing to make my breakfast, we'll natter on about anything. Can literally be anything, what I've been up to or what she's been up to. You get along really well with the residents, I find. I think we're very, very lucky to have the residents we do, because they're all amazing.
It's Rumbles Radio and we're here at Mayfield View with Dave, Kirsty and Marcus. And what is your job, you three together, Kirsty?
So my job is I'm the wellbeing lead here at Mayfield View. And that's my role.
And I'm a wellbeing assistant at Mayfield View, part of the wellbeing team.
So there's loads that you guys organise, isn't there? So lots of things going on. So we missed the bowls because that was yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm Dave. I'm a joy giver for the wellbeing team.
Tell us about the bowls, Dave. So you had about 25 people taking part.
Yeah, so residents from all across all four floors, we get them together for around 2:30, if it's in the afternoon session. They can come in wheelchairs, sitting chairs, comfortable chairs. We break out all the boules, the French metal-heavy balls, which really upset a lot of people because they're dangerous weapons in some people's hands. We put a jack in the middle and it takes around 5-10 minutes to go around the whole circle having a bowl. And they absolutely love the competition.
I was going to say, does it get competitive?
Oh, my God. And they're brilliant. They are absolutely brilliant. Oh. They're superb. I think they sit in their room and practice.
Well,
they must come down in the morning, steal the balls like little mice.
We must have missed that yesterday. And what about the rest of today?
So today we've got creative tables, but we're doing a World Book theme. Because obviously World Book Day on Thursday. And then this afternoon we've got a gentleman coming in to play his ukulele for us. So that'll be really
good. I've heard people talking about that today. And obviously the thought is that there's lots of different stimulation and stuff to do throughout the day.
Yes, exactly. So we try and keep a variety of things and try and work in a person-centred way for people. So putting what they like first, things they enjoy. And the ukulele, we have people here that like George Formby, mm-hmm. things like that, so they get a lot out of what we do.
Cleaning windows, absolutely. Yes. Well, I don't know if we've got any George Formby on the playlist, but we've got lots more coming up from Mayfield View. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. We are at Mayfield View in Ilkley, and today we're here telling you all about what's going on, a bit of a day in the life, and we're joined by Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you've got quite an exciting day ahead today. What are you up to today?
Well, I'm going out to lunch with a friend. And we're going to the Fox at Menston, which we like very much, and we shall go there. And so there's always a lot going on.
Well, we've just got to grab you before you go for your lunch today. So give us an idea of how you would spend a normal day here at Mayfield View and what you enjoy doing.
I very much enjoy reading, and I'm very happy with my own company in my room. But if there are any activities in the home generally that I think I would like to join in, well, I do join in. I mean, for example, on a Friday afternoon, there's often a very good film in the cinema, and I go to that. And there are all sorts of other activities that I take part in.
And there's a cinema here. There's also spa hairdressing here.
Oh, indeed, there is. Oh, yes. Yes, the hairdresser is a delightful young lady, and she... I don't know how she does it, so she turns us around so quickly and sees so many residents at one time, and she really is so quick. She's marvellous. Yes.
Well, we really appreciate you telling us all about it. Enjoy your lunch in Menston today, and we'll see you soon.
Good. Thank you, then.
And we're joined by Fred, who is a senior care assistant. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
It's really nice to meet you. Just tell us, life is busy. There's a lot of things going on. How is the day going for you so far today?
Today, it's going really well. I'm working down on the residential floor down on Lavender. It's a really busy floor. It's a full floor, which is really nice to see. But obviously, one of my first jobs is medication round on the morning. After I've made sure all the residents are fine and my staff have got their workload sorted out, and then I start my medication round. So I've just nicely finished that, and I've come up to see you.
I know. Well, hopefully this will be okay for you, talking to us on Rumbles Radio. One of the things which I have been struck by since we've been here this morning, since 10 o'clock, is that you have some couples, don't you, here, which is lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's really nice to see that when either the husband or the wife isn't feeling very well or has got some health issues or some concerns, that the other partner has decided to move in with them. It's really nice to see. And currently, off the top of my head, we've got maybe three couples or four couples even that are residing here in the home. It's lovely to see.
And it works for them, which is fantastic. And we were just saying, just before we started talking on air, we were just saying off air, you've done all sorts of jobs in your career, and you've done loads of different things. And actually, this job, working here, of all the different things you've done, this one feels like you come to work and you yourself.
It is a more of a, I don't see work coming here particularly as a job to do. It really is for me, because I'm here 4 days out of the seven every week. It is a way of life, and I really, really enjoy it. It is very much more a vocation than it is a job.
And what is it that you like about it?
The people interaction, being able to talk to the residents, being able to make sure the residents have a good day, or that their time here is as comfortable as we can make it. Being able to chat to the relatives, interacting with different outside organisations, be it the GP or the hospital or the physios. There's a numerous other agencies that we interact with. So it's really nice to be able to pull all that together to make sure the residents have the best life that they can here.
And there's a lot going on. We've got it all going on our social media, but there's cinema, there's hairdressers, there's all sorts of things here, aren't there?
Yeah, the cinema, they run a couple of set films per week, and then they've also got an open cinema so that residents can go down and just at any point through the day to watch a film. We've got the hairdresser has now expanded, so the lady that does the hairdressing used to come in just on a Thursday and a Friday, but she's extended that to 3 days now, so we have that. There's activities. We've got a really, really good wellbeing team and activities team led by Kirsty.
Yes, we met Kirsty.
Oh, have you met Kirsty already?
We've absolutely heard about the bulls.
Fantastic. Yeah, she runs a really good programme through the week. It's very good for the residents.
Fantastic. Well, it's really nice to meet you this morning, Fred. Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
We have a very special guest joining us now at Mayfield View in Ilkley. It's Eileen, and you're the guest of honour, really, on the programme this morning,
really?
Because you are the oldest resident. Could you tell us how old you are, Eileen?
I was born in 1920, so I must be 104.
You would be 104 this year,
year, September, yeah.
Wow. And tell me a bit about Mayfield View and what you like about Mayfield View.
Well, I was living alone for 10 years after my husband died. And I said to the boys, I don't want to live with any of you, and you don't want to live with me, so where are we going? So they sussed around and they found Mayfield. So that's how I came to be here, really. They didn't know anything about it, but I've been very happy here.
And tell me about a typical day. Tell me what sort of things you get up to during the day.
Oh, well, I think I'm one of the first to wake up about 5 o'clock in the morning, shout for a cup of tea, get it from the night staff, shower, breakfast, walk round the grounds. I never sit in if I can sit out. I do like the outdoors.
Yeah, there's great outdoors here.
Yeah. So I like the nice weather and able to go out. I think that's about it, really.
And as the eldest resident and that great position, I'm imagining you keep everybody else in check here.
Oh, no. They keep me in check.
Oh, do they? Oh, right.
What's Eileen been up to today? No, I don't think I keep anybody in check. I'd like to think I was a good example of old age.
Absolutely.
I would like to think that. But,
silly. Well, I mean, 104, it's absolutely fantastic.
It's a good age, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so lovely to meet you.
Thank you
really,
really,
really appreciate your time. I was told by Fred that we could not finish the radio show here today without talking to you.
Oh, well, that's lovely. I like to feel that people... I mean, I've known a lot of old people in my time, and a lot of them have been grouchy and miserable and not very happy to be with. I'd like to think I'm not like that.
I know some young people like that.
Very good, you're quick. But it's a happy place, this, and it's a nice place to be in.
So. Well, we've had a brilliant morning here, and it's lovely to meet you. The icing on the cake, Eileen, so thank you.
Well,
thank you for talking to
us. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. And all the best to you in your job.
Thank you very much.
I hope
indeed.
We meet again next year.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we'll maybe back before then if they'll have us. So, yeah, we've got lots more to come on Rumbles Radio. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
We've had a brilliant morning in Mayfield View, and it's all been thanks to Katie and Sally, who are with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's so lovely to get to chat to you guys, because we've been so well looked after, and we've met so many lovely people here this morning. I mean, the residents are fab, aren't they?
Yeah, they're wonderful.
And they're really sort of telling us about all the different things they like to do. And you guys obviously are very, very good at making sure there's a variety of things for them to do.
Yeah, that's correct. We're always looking at creating new experiences for the residents to enjoy. We've had animal visits. We even had reindeers here at Christmas. We like a good party, and we are always celebrating different events throughout the home. Last year we celebrated our 5th birthday party, and we had a collaboration with Ilkley Brewery, and we created a beer, the Mayfield Brew, that we can enjoy.
We've seen it. Haven't tried it yet, but maybe that'll be next. And if people want to find out more, Sally, what's the best way to get in touch?
I'd say pop in. We've also got the website, and we've got a Facebook page as well. But the doors are always open. We're always more than happy to have a chat.
Oh, well, it's been lovely to spend the morning here. Thank you guys very much for having us.
Thank you for coming.